There's no no in reality. No can be masked. Like saying it is missing. Like need. Like want. Like missing. All those only exist in language. The crucial distinction I teach is reality. Reality is opposed to the mind, the imagination, the meaning-making machine. Today I realize that inversion, the different thinking methodology, is needed. Because often what is there is what is the problem. I'll explain. Humanity is a piling upon piles hoarding type of species. A lot like squirrels. We hoard knowledge. We hoard possessions. Even hoard and hoard and hoard stuff in our food, ugh. Paring down all that stuff is difficult. We don't see what they do to us. People who come to me are simple. Normal. In the world and of the world people. So they naturally hoard. Unconscious that they do. It is what is normal. And it works against what they want. I have two examples. One example is about health. The other is about power. Here we go. Our cells are slowly drying out. I muscle test every sentence before I leave it in the article. No matter how counterintuitive, how countercultural it is. Or how frightening. So the answer, in the piling culture, is to drink more water. And according to the reports I receive, it takes so much water to keep the cell hydration acceptable levels, that one can't go on a longer trip. Because one has go to the bathroom more than once an hour. So what's going on? What is making the cell not accept the water? Because the water goes right through, from the mouth to the toilet. It seems. None of it goes to the cells. It is like a flood going through the long hallway where every door to every room is closed. What seals the cell seems to want to protect them from getting wet. Food additives. Especially preservatives. Preservatives' job is to render live cells not live, so they are not going to rot, rust or depreciate. Not just prepared foods. Some prepared foods, like the ramen noodles I use, don't seem to have preservatives. Maybe the little packets of flavor do, but I don't use them. On the other hand, the English muffins I use to eat are moist, and good for weeks. Obviously are preserved. People marvel at French women's figures. They remain thin. They eat bread that is as hard next day as a rock. A weapon, the baguette. But if you buy your baguette in the United States, it has to stay fresh. So it will make you fat. I dropped 3 sizes because I stopped eating English muffins. It was the preservative. What didn't allow the moisture to leave the muffin didn't allow the cells to let moisture leave or come in as the problem. I also had wicked constipation. Stopped the muffins and now I don't. I am regular like clockwork. This may be the mechanism that keeps people's heads filled with stupid ideas. Some preservative. Not a chemical. Psychological preservative. The clients who are unable to keep their cell hydration up are women. And both have a problem with their reproductive organs. Low numbers in my health measurements. Unattended to. Conveniently ignored. And that leads me to my second example. About a week ago I shared with a person who was important to me that my business was not doing well. I expected nothing, but that is not what he heard, I think. He said, "Let me think. I'll get back to you." He hasn't. I have visited him emphatically. And he is hiding. From the tiger. The tiger is a distinction. It is a threatening entity. And in the face of the tiger, people have different emotional behaviors. They tend to, depending on their emotional maturity. Hide from the tiger. Run from the tiger. Want to outwit the tiger. Face the tiger. The tiger is a code word for any deadly or difficult issue. Money, rent not paid, employees not perform, illness, deadline missed, forgotten promise, etc. Life has a lot of tigers. My unresponsive person is hiding from the tiger. Avoids even looking at it. Suppresses it. And eventually gets sick from it. All he would need to do is say to me, "I can't help. I don't want to help. I love you, but I won't give up my life for yours." But he is not willing to say that. He has a fragile ego. In his mind it would mean something about him. Not what I would think it would mean, that he loves me, that he thought of helping me, and I am really grateful that he thought about it. That I love him for it. No, his mind would think that he is weak, or selfish, or whatever horrible things the mind says. You can behave with the tiger differently in each issue. I hide from 10% of all the tigers of my life. I run from 1% of my tigers. Attempt to outwit, spend time thinking how to outwit my tigers 7% of the time. Face the tigers 82% of the time. Tigers that I know I have. Everyone has a different main way to deal with their tigers. My main way is facing them. My main way. My dehydrated clients, I muscle tested, they both have the outwit the tiger as their dominant way to deal with the tigers they have. Tigers are issues. Threatening issues. Only facing them can solve them. So we could say, this issue of the tigers is a courage issue. What I find when I look at my person who won't help is that underneath the visible lack of courage is a whole mountain of layers. Unresolved. In the visible it is courage deficiency. But in the invisible it is a lot deeper than that. It is a question of the self. Everything not fully experienced. Every emotion not fully felt. Buried because it is not pretty, or not manly, or more dangerous to express than suppressing it. The valley of the shadow of death. I can face the tiger 82% of the time because I took the time and went back and experienced the horrible, the unconfrontable, the feelings that threatened to kill me. It felt. I was tenacious. Because I felt that life is unmanageable, and not worth living unless I slaughter at least some of my demons. Your problem is that you feel that life is manageable. Even if just barely. So you feel that you can keep death at bay without facing your tigers. Without doing anything that is really inconvenient. Something remarkable happens when the person achieves the facing the tiger state. As long as you remain living behind your eyeballs, inside your mind, inside your self-concern, you can't. You can't face the tiger. So the moment you do, you need to look from a different place. A place where you are just a participant, not the participant. And when you look from that place, none of your self-concerns matter. The only thing that matters is facing the tiger. I just sent an email to a client. She is one of the women with the problem hydrating their cells. This is what I wrote. The water. Now what is a big problem? Muscle test says that your cells are full of preservatives and other chemicals from food-like items and only very little water can enter to make the cells hydrated. I drink a lot of tea, so I also have to drink a lot of water. So I pee, on average, every 90 minutes. If I didn't drink the tea, I could just drink 2 tall glasses of water a day, and stay hydrated. I don't know what you eat or drink, but it makes your cells not able to allow the water to enter. So the first job is to find out what the heck you do that makes you not able to get hydrated. She now saw that she has a tiger. But instead of facing it, she immediately went behind her eyeballs, and to her precious eye. I am smart, I can do anything. Oh wow. I had no idea. I thought I was a pretty clean eater, Uck, and I will work on this, thank you so very much for checking it. I wonder if it's whatever they put on fresh produce to give it shelf life. Regardless, I'll start working on this, thank you Sophie. Jumping without a second look. And now you see, why facing the tiger is as rare as snow in July. You try to slay the imaginary tiger. Not face the real tiger. For that, darn, you need to listen and stand solidly on the side. In the observer or watcher's position, not behind your eyeballs. If you don't activate that ability, then nothing I can offer you will actually work for you. Not a thing. Not wrong. But if you think it should just work out of the box, then you won't try, won't poke the box, and you'll never turn it on. Here is the link to the Face the Tiger videos. And here is the link to the Avatar State Audio, an activator that when you hear it in the background and attempt to look from the sideways view, it helps you. Then and there.